So the Gemara says here in that Samach Vav, Yiyush, Amra Bana de Nikni. The rabbi said that if Yiyush is Kona B'Gzeir, if the owner of the Chayfet is Miyayish, means he gives up the chase, he abandons it, the Ganav can keep it. Of course, the Ganav is going to have to pay the Karen, because Rav said Karen Kain Shagonav. You pay the basic price of stealing it. Chayfet, he can keep with Yiyush. Miu lo yadinon, that Samach Vav Amid Aleph in the middle. Lo yadinon idarais idrabanon. I don't know. Is the kinyan of the Yiyush a kinyan of a deraisa level, if the Torah gives it to the ganav, or is it drabanon? Is the takana drabanon? Midaraisa, no, but drabanon, yes. Now, why would you say midaraisa, yes? We'll see. Idarais. If we assume it's deraisa, then where is the source? The source is when you find someone finds a lost item. Isn't it true that when the owner is miyayish, mara means owner. When the owner is miyayish minah from the lost thing, mekame, before the taser liyodeh comes to the hands of the finder. The rule of Yiyush and Aveda is that if it was miyayish before it was ever found, kanile, hi, this fellow who finds it is kohen. But be very aware of the Yiyush has to take place before it's ever found, while it's still lost. But let's say it was found, still chasing for it, and then it was found. And then he's miyayish later. Finder doesn't keep it. Cannot keep it, no. Because once he found it, he has a chiyuv hashavah. Once the chiyuv hashavah is there, you have to return it, even the owner was miyayish later. So the yiyush of aveh makes the finder keep it, but only if he's miyayish before it's found. So we'll say Gneva also. Kavan the miyayish mora, since of the item which was stolen was miyayish, he abandoned it. Kanilei, so then the thief can keep it. Al makani, and this means that the kinyan works according to the Torah. Yes.
It doesn't make sense because if you say that the object is already in the physical found, and the original owner didn't be actually yet, therefore even if he actually and the
won't work. Then the chayav hashava, right?
But then if we have a thief who and the
right, miyayish later. Right. The Gemara is basically incomprehensible. The next line is exactly what you said. Let's read the next few lines. The first part of the Gemara says the way Yiyush works in an Aveda before him, perhaps Yiyush works by Geneva after it's stolen. And the thief can keep it and do the Hashava which he was previously obligated to do. We have to understand this because it's completely different. Let's read the next few lines. The Gemara says there's no comparison. Odom, or perhaps the Gemara says, you cannot compare the case of the thief to the lost item. Aveda, who he asoy liyode, behetera asoy liyode. In a lost item, the chiasoy liyode came to the hand of the finder. Behetera asoy liyode. It came to him in a permitted way. He picked it up after the yiyush. He picked it up and it was already abandoned. So it was a permitted thing for him to take. And that's why the yiyush works. Abol hai, but in the case of a thief, Kavan the Be'isura Asaliyade, when he took it, It was a big event. It was a nisr. He stole it.
Wait.
The thief stole it.
Rabbi, you're explaining that he picked it up after years.
After years.
That means that when we say a hater,
that's
the
true.
The lack of my tibinezah
that
makes it
the
head
there,
not the fact of
the view. Okay.
Way
too. Okay. Abel Hai, Kevin, the Beisuas Liyadeh, but this case where he did the Aveir of stealing, and he's already Chai Ben HaShavah, because the Yush is taking place after the Gezela, the Chai Ben HaShavah was in effect. So in this case, the Torah would not give it to him by Yush. You can't say that the Yush should work. It's only Midrabbanon who the Amar the Rabbanon said that the Ganav should keep it in order to encourage people to do tshuva. Because if it, he might have an incentive then to pay for it. If I'll tell him, let's say he stole this Lexus and the owner abandoned. So if we'll tell the thief, Mr. Rabbanan, you know what? If you do tshuva and pay him for his Lexus, you can keep it. He might do that. He likes the Lexus, but he may not give it. But if you'll tell him, no, you have to give the Lexus back, it's hard for him. He already stole it. So that's why for Takana Tashava, make a to do tshuva, we introduce a special din, Yiyush, is kona for the garment. He can keep the thing he stole as long as he pays for it.
Who doesn't call?
Rabba. This whole thing is Rabba.
I don't know whether it's according to the Raisa or Rabbanon.
Yes, Rabba, I don't know. I know it's Kona, but I don't know if it's Kona with the Raisa or and he gives you the logic. Why with the Raisa? Because he would compare it to finding a lost item after Yush.
So he's saying, and
the Rabbanon said this, that. Well, no, you can't to the lost item case because there was a Heter when he found it. It was Heter. This is
so
an Issa.
How do you say it's according to the Raisa?
That's why it says maybe it's only the Rabbanon because of or you make a comparison. Now, Rabboni Shalolam, the Gemara.
So in other words, the Kenyan is only created the
to encourage people to do tshuva.
Because they want to tshuva. But
Midrash
says there's no
Kenyan. Right. Midrash says there's no Kenyan because he took it be'isr. There's not going to be a Kenyan. Also, he's Chayv and Hashava. How can you make a Kenyan after your Chayv and Hashava? That's
pure
shinui. Just only just abandon the chase. If it's shinui, that we said earlier, Rabbi says it's coming. This is no shinui. Now, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Yosef disagrees with Rabbi. He says, I don't accept the whole idea of Yush being Kona and a Gazela. It's not Kona at all. The Ganav has to give back what he stole, even if the owner abandons it. There's no Kenyan at all. Period. The Raisa, the Rabbanon, it goes back. Now, Rabotai, the one part of the which is the most difficult, is one of the most, my personal opinion is one of the most difficult statements in Shas. To say that a Ganav should be Kona with Yiyush, the way someone who finds a lost item because of the Yiyush of the owner Midraisa. It's a possibility that Rabbah says maybe there's a Kenyan Yiyush Midraisa because it's compared to someone finding an Aveir. It's a very, very difficult. The Gemara itself right away says, oh, Dilma, or you can say it's not the same. But to think that it is the same, how could you think it might be the same? Besides the fact that one person never did an Aveir, in fact, it's a completely neutral situation. He didn't do any sin. He found it. So he let him keep it after use. This thief is a thief, so he's a bad man. Why should you give it to him? It's more or less like a moral argument. That's what the Gemara brings up. But the most difficult thing is putting this moral question aside. The most difficult thing is that in Aveir itself, Yush is not the finder. When does the Yush effectively give it to the finder? only if the owner abandoned it before it was ever fashioned. That, we say, it becomes hefka. In other words, if someone loses something and no one ever found it, or has not yet found it, and the owner abandoned it, says a miyai, so what does it mean? He's married. He's giving up his rights to it, and now it's public property. It belongs to anybody who finds it. That's why you find the keys, because it became hefka. That's how the Yishuv Aveidu works. How does Yishuv Aveidu work? Like, to get a clear understanding, how did Yishuv Aveidu work? The owner had a $100 bill in his pocket. Comes home, lost. Traces his steps, can't find it. Waits a day, pulls him up. After 3 days, he gives up. What happens when he gave up? No one has found it yet. What happened when he gave up? He was Miyayish. Became Hefka. Creates the Chiddush. That if someone loses something and is Miyayish, he loses his ownership. Becomes Hefka. Now, if someone finds it later, he found it. It doesn't belong to anybody. You can keep the $100 bill. That's if there was a Yewish before it was found. Let's say I lost his $100 bill and walked away. 5 minutes later, someone came by, found the $100 bill, and there's a name written on it. Let's say that the owner is on the bill. Whatever, George Washington, and maybe it has some coloring, yellow, red, so there's a symbol. No. Or let's say there's no sin. I don't need a sin. 5 minutes after a plain $100 bill was dropped, and 5 minutes later somebody found it. Fine. The owner finds the $100 bill a couple of days later. And then, I don't know, a week later, these two guys are neighbors and they're talking to one another. And the guy who found it says, "Oh, you know, Joe? A couple of days ago I found a $100 bill." Joe says, "Hey, that was my bill. I dropped it." He says to him, "Listen, let's follow halacha. When did you abandon the bill?" He says, "I was miyayish 2 days later. So I didn't even expect everything. When did you find it?" "I found it 5 minutes after 2. "Oh, I was on the street at 2 o'clock. It means you found it before I was miyayish. It belongs to me." Because why does it belong to him? Because it never became hefka. It never became hefka. That's why it belongs to the owner. It only becomes hefka before it's found, when it's no one's assured. On the street, the Torah has a chiddush that which has been abandoned now becomes public because there's nobody's assured. So Yewish makes something hefka before it's found. But once before the Yewish, it was found. Who did that $100 bill belong to when it was found? It belonged to the original owner. Found it, he's a shomer. A shomer aveda, he has to protect it and give it back to the owners of Mitzvah Hashava. Doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the original owner. The owner's a day or two later, he's abandoning something which has already been found. It's in his reshus. The guy who found it is home. It's not going to become hefka anymore. It can only become hefka when it's in no one's reshus. It's lost. Once it's found, it's not lost. It's in aveda. It's in the house of a shomer. And we said many times that a shomer's house is the owner's house. Reshus shomer is violent. So therefore, there's no yish after the discovery by somebody, the finding is no longer an aveda on the street. So there's no yish once it was picked up. A ganav enjoy the benefit of a yish afterwards. The ganav is chayv and hashava.
It's still in the reshus of the bialer. It's in the reshus of the owner. And if it's in your reshus, can't you declare something hefker? I mean, when something is...
But we see from our Veda that yish is not a plain hefker. Is a process which produces a hefker under the right condition. But it's not giving it to the public. He says, I can't find it. So
when you're yish with the neighbor, you know that somebody has it because it was stolen.
Well,
so therefore, you're taking into account that it's already in somebody else's possession.
So therefore, you're saying the yish of Geneva is a straight hefka.
Because if somebody had found it before with the yish of Aveda, then before you made that yush, then it's before the yush was made, and if it was found, you never would have made that yush. But with Geneva and Hefter, you know that somebody had it. So when you know that it's already in somebody else's possession, you just know you're never going to get it back. I mean, when you do the yush of Aveda, you assume that if somebody found it before, you still...
Good point. Could be. Could what you're saying is correct. But the yush, according to this idea in the Gemara, this of Rabba, if you're going to say that the yush works in a Geneva after it's stolen, you have to interpret that it's a plain hefka. The yush is hefka because he knows it was stolen. And he says that's impossible. So he's basically saying whoever forgets it, gets it. I'm after it. That is, you think that the yush becomes a hefka. Yeah, but these are acid stones.
You still can't say it before.
He's trying to say like this. In a lost item, we say yush only is effective before it's found. Because he's only it wasn't found. If he would know it was found, he wouldn't be miyayish.
Right, because there's still a
because
good chance
he
can get
it
back.
It depends when the yush took place. Before it was found, it works. After it's found, it doesn't work. Because it's not really being miyayish. But something he's miyayish, what is he saying? I'm never going to get it back because the thief took it and he will never give it back to me. So that yush is even after the thief took it, it's a real hefker. It's just partially giving it away. But you're making him be very nice to the thief.
I mean,
because who else is going to get it if only the thief? Really?
Right.
So he's saying,
well,
he's
then,
saying,
then don't be
he's basically
mean,
saying,
all
right, let the thief keep it because I'm not going to get it, so. He has it, so. Okay, you could say that. You could say that's what the Gemara means. Because otherwise, it's completely very difficult because it's literally apples and oranges. The yush of Aveda works only in a certain situation, and the yush of Gedalia is a diametrically opposite situation, which already a chiyuv hashava should presumably stop a yush process. And the Gemara wants to say it works, so, yes.
Yeah, but it still happened before, so, you know, how
did
you say that? How did that get
right, then, but the Gemara is saying, also, even saying is, so why is the Gemara comparing it to Aveda?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
The Gemara should just say, maybe Yush works because Yush Aveda Kehefka. So even if it was stolen, if he's miyayish, she's giving it away. Why is the Gemara comparing the lost item? Because the lost item is a limited thing. So the yush works in a limited fashion only before it was picked up. Once it's no more yush.
If you can say yush works in the case of
so you have to say that the Gemara doesn't really mean it's an exact equation. We're making a comparison. We find that there's something called yush, which works by Aveda. Of course, it works in its own way before it was found. Once it's found, we say the chiyuv hashava stops any yush process. But in Gemara, it should be a yush even after chiyuv hashava, because the yush in this case is that the more deeper, let's say, more really abandoning because it's stolen. So it's like a real, it's more of a hefker.
That would be comparable to the case of Aveda, with where the yush happens after it was found. Somebody's wallet was stolen, and then somebody else captures the thief and has the wallet give back to the person. And then before the wallet goes back to the original owner, the owner is miyayish. Because the person who has it becomes. It becomes like a fear of a shava.
The thing is, if you say
because the ganav never has an intent to return it, and when
the ganav doesn't, but the baal, point like this, you can say a little bit different than what you're saying. Say that a lost item when it's the finder intends to return it, right? Because he knows it's a mitzvah. since he intends to be, so we say Rishus Shomer to Rishus Baal. In a certain way, it's back in the original control, because someone is holding it for him. So it's not a real Aveda anymore. It's not a real Aveda. So there's no Yish. Yish only works by an Aveda, something stolen. This thing is not really lost because it's already been found. He may not know the owner where it is. He thinks it's lost, but it's really not lost because someone has it. He's going to bring it back to him. That's why Yish doesn't work. However, Geneva is a Geneva. It's in the house of the Ganav. It is stolen. It's stolen from. It's not in the rishus of the owner. It's not in the rishus of the owner. The Yish works even after he stole it. The question of Chiyav Hashava now. The question is it still an Aveda or not an Aveda? Once it's found and someone intends to give it back, that cancels its Din Aveda. That cancels its Din Aveda. Since it cancels Aveda, there's no more Yish. You have to give it back. But Geneva is Geneva is Geneva. It's still Geneva. Works even after the thing was stolen. It's still Geneva. It's still not in the rishus of the owner. It's basically lost property. And it's still lost, like it would be in the street. If it's something which fell into the street and someone picked it up in order to give it back, he's rescinding its aveda status because he has it in order to return it. It's in the rishus of the owner. Therefore, Yush doesn't work. The abandonment by the owner is a mistake. He thinks it's lost. It's not lost. Someone's going to give it back to me. He's trying to find them. It's not an Aveda. That Yush does not work. However, if something was stolen, in the house of the Ganav, it's still stolen. He doesn't want to give it back. It's lost. It's lost in the house of the Ganav. Therefore, the Yush works even in the house of the Ganav. You can say it like that. This, by the way, this pshat is the Ramban. The Ramban in Sofer Metzia is very upset about this whole thing. And he explains it this way. He explains the Yush. He says that the Yush of a lost item. He's on one half of it, the Ramban. He says, why is it that there's no Yush when someone finds a lost item? How come all of a sudden the owner still abandoned it? How come the guy who found it? So he said, because when he found it, it's not an aveda anymore. It ceases being lost. Rishus shomer, kishus bailim. It goes back to the owner's control because someone is holding it for him. He may not be aware of it. His control, because there is a watchman who's taking care of it in order to give it back to him. So therefore, it's not a lost item. If it's not a lost item, I can't abandon things which belong to me. I can make them. If something belongs to me and I say I'm the Yayish, that doesn't. If I put this cup here on the table, I see it, and I say I'm the Yayish from this cup. It's worthless. It doesn't mean anything. It still belongs to me. It's not lost. Is a quasi situation where it's lost and he doesn't think he'll get it back. So then automatically it becomes hefka. But not if it mamish belongs to me and I see it. So it has to be an aveda for the to work. If it's found, it was found before the yush. The Ramban says it's not an aveda. Someone has it. I'm going to ask to give it back. The Ramban calls it an aveda b'shus. It's lost, but it's in his rishus. You can't lose something which is in your rishus. Let's say I'm in my own house. $100 bill. So that, and then after a week I can't find it. But it's in my house. You know where it is? It's in my drawers. Behind the papers. Does that mean anybody can walk into my house and steal the $100 bill and say it's Hefker? Because I was Miyayish. No, it's not. In my own house I can't have an Aveda. An Aveda is on the street. In my house it's not a misplaced. It's not an Aveda. The Ramban makes this basic principle. He says there's no Aveda b'shuto. Something in your So in your own house, there's no Aveda. In my own house, there's no thing. There are a lot of things in my house. I gave up hope of finding them. I find them. They always belong to me. I'm not considered Hefka. Otherwise, you can never have a messy house. Half your house before you knew it. I could walk in and walk out to do a stuff. half your bonds are just lost someplace in your cubbies. Your money, which you stashed away, you don't even remember where. People walk out because you're miyayish. There's no aveda in your reshus, the Ramban says. Be'isura asa liyadeh. The Gemara's words. You gotta be it. So, if he picks it up, if it's on the street, it's aveda, not in his reshus. And it's yeush. Real aveda with a yeush, hefka. Then when the fellow picks it up, it's mamish mutter because it's hefka. But if the finder picked it up before the yeush, isura asliyon, he picked it up, there was no hefka yet. It was an isra. In other words, the chiv hashavah, he had to give it back. When the minute that happened, he becomes a shomer. Once he's a shomer aveda, the finder, the chayfet ceases being an aveda. It's not lost. Someone is watching it for him. It's an aveda b'shuto. And the of the owner is not an aveda. If it's not an aveda, there's no dinyush. You can't be miyayish and things in your own house. So therefore, yush after it's found is worth. It doesn't do anything back. The yush didn't accomplish. It wasn't lost anymore. Once he finds it, once someone found it, it's not an aveda. However, in Geneva, you can't save this idea of the Ramban because the ganav is keeping it away from the owner. It's not in the rishus of the owner. It's in the house of the ganav. He's not a showman. He's a ganav. Ganav is not keeping it in the rishus of the owner. It's outside the rishus. It's like lying in the street. The house of the ganav is like lying in the street. So therefore, the yush works. And after the Ganav has it, the Yush works. It's an Aveda, it's lost. It's in the house of the Ganav. Therefore, there's a Yush. According to Rabba, who compares it to an Aveda in the street, a Gneva in the house of the Ganav is like an Aveda. It's lost! It's gone! It's not in the Rishus of the owner! It's in the house of a Ganav! Therefore, if the owner is Mekayish, the Yush makes it Hefker. And the Ganav can keep it. That's what one was. Therefore, there is an equation. With the Ramban, we understand the equation. On the Shteichot.